作用哦，因为那是鸡同鸭讲。
So the reason why we're having the talk today, one is because of the New Year, and second, the topic for today's talk may be pretty enticing for some of you, which is chicken and duck talking wisdom.
其实这个讲题啊，只是一种吸引啊，不要期待太高，说一定会听到什么很特别的一个演讲，是一个很就是很正常的一个演讲。
So actually the topic is merely a mean to entice you, to attract you. So don't have too high of an expectation. Don't think that you're going to listen to anything that's out of ordinary. It's just going to be a normal talk.
那新年的时候呢，是中国新年呢，有一些习俗。啊，有一些习俗呢是很特别的，是对中国人来讲是会做这种事情。比如说在年三十晚，就是说还没到新年的时候呢，是所谓的去旧哈，然后呢营造一些新的东西。所以呢，通常比如说我们的习俗，就是说我父母哈，就是叫我们在年三十的那个晚上啊，到街上面去，然后呢就是说很大声音的喊说卖懒。就是要把这个懒惰的东西啊，要卖掉。
So, for Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, there are some special custom that are specific to the Chinese culture. For instance, on New Year's Eve, the 30th of December, Lunar Calendar, our parents would tell us to go out in the street and very loudly start to paddle and say,Laziness for sale, laziness for sale. Try to get rid of your laziness.
那每一个国家哈都有不同的习俗，比如说在印度某些地方，过年的时候呢，他们要大哭的，大哭某一个地方这样子，某一个村落或者是某一个群体，他新年的时候呢，他不是欢乐，而是大哭一场。为什么？
Well, different places have different customs. So, for instance, in India, certain villages or certain group of people, when it comes to New Year's time, instead of celebrating, they would cry, wail. Why is that?
为什么？来知道吗？可以猜得到吗？
Can you take a guess?
因为哈，又长了一岁了，又老一岁了。然后呢又接近死亡一点时间，所以呢很伤心的哭了。
And the reason why they cry wail is because another year has passed and you have aged for another year, one more year, and it's one step closer to death.
那在听说是在意大利哦，新年的时候呢，就是说把那家里头那些盘子啊、碗子啊、瓷器、啊，全部都把它打破。
And I heard,
这边不晓得是不是有意大利裔的人哈、啊，是不是有这种习俗？可是我听说是这样子，那我看了，我就觉得还蛮奇怪的，我不知道什么原因。
And in Italy, I heard that the tradition custom for New Year's is actually to take all your bowls and plates and shatter them.I don't know whether among the audience, whether there's anyone that are Italian descent. But to me, I'm quite baffled. I don't understand exactly what's the meaning behind that.
有没有一个时间给我看一下？这个手表还是怎么？这个放在这边，要不然我这个不知道时间。讲太多了，还是讲太短了。谢谢。那中国人的话呢，就是说新年来了就穿新的衣服，然后呢都避免一些这个不吉祥的话，都讲一些吉祥的祝福语啊。在新的一年里头，我们就只是有个新的开始，有个好的开始，有个新的希望。
As for the Chinese people, for New Year's, you put on new clothes and you try to avoid saying anything that's not lucky, not auspicious, and try to say things that are that's to give blessings as a way to signify the new start.
那在佛教里头呢，其实通常是一个是拜八十八佛叫普佛哈，而另外一个是也是又拜忏。那拜忏跟普佛有什么不一样呢？拜忏就是说这个检讨我们过去一年所做的可能一些不好的事情，希望呢我们的身口意哈三业能够清净，就是说啊忏悔我们过去的事情。承认我们过去做的事情，然后呢，发愿呢做得更好。
So in the Buddhist tradition, there are usually people could either pay respect and prostrate to the 88 Buddhas, or repentance practice. And what are the difference between these two? To do a repentance practice, it's a way to take stock of everything that you have done in the past.In this past year, and try to make changes and try to admit to the faults that you have committed, and then further to make vows so that in the future the body, mind, and spirit, word and the mind will be pure again.
那至于拜八十八佛呢，其实都是佛的名号。那佛本身代表的是慈悲跟智慧嘛，这一个。另外一个呢？八十八位佛呢，我们在念的时候呢，都是一些什么精进的佛啦、光明的佛啦、智慧的佛啦、慈悲的佛啊、勇猛的佛等等，都是很吉祥的。
As for the practice of prostrating to the 88 Buddhas, these 88 Buddhas are all embodiment of compassion and wisdom. And the names you recite, as you can see, they're all words like vigilance, diligence, great light, courage. And so it's also very auspicious to recite their names.
所以我们在这里呢也看到哦，其实在贴的，在墙上面贴的这些都是中文啊，就是没有英文的翻译。可是呢，他们讲的是什么？一个是光明远大，然后一个呢是得心自在，然后呢这个步步踏实，叫遍照光明，还有慈悲利他啊，这个可以翻译啊，念念清净等等，其实都是吉祥的话。
And you can also see the decoration we have in this hall. They're all in Chinese characters, but there are also auspicious words such as exuding great light, to be at peace with your body and mind, to generate great compassion to benefit others, as well as to practice pure thoughts, one thought after thought.
所以希望这个新的一年呢，带给大家的一种吉祥的一种祥和的，然后呢一种和平的，然后呢身心的清净的一个状态。
So that we wish the new year we can bring you blessings as well as to help you become more stable with your mindset, with your mind, and to be in a state of purity.
那在这边的话呢，刚好碰到一位很久以前碰面的一位我们的信众啊，那我想起那个时候我跟他的见面的时候呢，然后呢所谓的有些事情是不对机的，就是有点鸡同鸭讲的这个对谈。
And so today I actually ran into one of the old time disciple.That someone who came to the center a long time ago. And that reminds me of our first encounters. And I remember back then, when we first met each other, our conversation was a little bit stilted. We couldn't quite understand each other.
怎么说呢？就是说有一天他来拜佛，然后他就问我，就是说佛教究竟是讲的是什么啊？
So exactly what happened? So this person came to the center and to pay respect to the Buddha. And this person asked me, so what is Buddhism really all about?
那我看到他，因为我在猜测哈，可能心里头有一些，就是说有一些，有些困难吧哈，有些状况这样子。啊，我就说，佛教讲的很简单啊，就是不要执着啊。
And so I observed this person a little bit, and I speculated that perhaps this person was having some sort of difficulty in his or her mind or in life. So my answer to that question at that time was, Buddhism talks about non-attachment, not to be attached to anything.
那他就是回应我说，就是讲来讲去，只有不执着嘛。
And this person retorted and said, well, you guys talk about this back and forth, so the bottom line, is it just non-attachment?
然后我就愣住，我不晓得怎么回应。
So I was a little bit, I stumbled over it, and I didn't quite know what to say in response.
然后他就离开了。
And that person left.
然后好多年好多年没有看到他了。
And I haven't seen that person in many, many years.
哦，那我是觉得那一次哈，是我们的这个我们之间的那些对话很简单的来来去去几句话哦，其实叫做不对机啊。
So, whenever I recall that encounter, it was really quite a simple dialogue.Yet, we couldn't really quite understand each other, and so we didn't correspond with each other.
这里头呢，就是说，可能他需要的不是那么简单的不对机这句话，不对机的这几个字而已，他可能需要的什么东西的，那我当时呢是没有办法给他。那这里头是没有什么所谓的错跟对的哈。因为立场不一样嘛，哈，他需要的东西不是我能够给的东西。
What do I mean by that? That we couldn't quite correspond with each other. It's probably the case that at that time this person needed something, and I wasn't able to quite provide the answer or provide what that person needed. And that's what I mean by this person and I we couldn't correspond with each other.There's no inherent right or wrong in the situation. It's just that what was needed and what was provided did not correspond.
那个时候大概是鸡同鸭讲哦。
So that's a example of chicken and duck talking to each other.
有一次，然后呢，有位年纪大的啊老菩萨哈、啊、女众，然后呢，她来也是那个时候也是在东竹禅寺。他来就跟我说，他最烦恼的是他小孩子哈，就是有空的时候做什么呢？去钓鱼，钓鱼啊！他不做其他的事情，那钓鱼这钓鱼其实不好的，因为佛教徒钓鱼其实那只鱼是很痛苦啊，对不对？钓的时候啊，就痛死他了。所以呢，他心里很烦恼。他说改天呢要带他小孩来。跟我见面，然后呢，就请我帮他的忙，这样子。
I also recall another incident back then when a volunteer, a lady that talked to me and said, one of her biggest vexations in life is that her children. She worries about her children, and because her children love to fish, go fishing, and.In Buddhism, the way we look at it is fishing is not great because you are creating a lot of pain and torture. The fish that's getting fished, that's being caught, actually undergo a lot of sufferings. It's really painful, so it's not a good thing. So this lady then said to me, asked that if she could bring her children to the center and maybe I could say something to her children to stop them from doing from going fishing.
其实我心里头没什么底的，我不知道这个大他带在这个他是男孩子哈，他的儿子来的时候呢，我应该是跟他讲什么，我可能都忘记了。然后一段很久的时间以后呢，他真的带他的那个小孩子来，然后呢就介绍给我见面了。
And at that time, I didn't really know what I'm supposed to say to her son. After her initial request, many days has passed, and one day she finally brought her son over to me, and introduced us.
那我们见面，然后介绍过以后，我就说，听说你很喜欢钓鱼哦。
After the initial introduction, we chatted a little bit, and then I brought up the topic and said, I heard that you love to go fishing.
他说：“他说是是啊，我就是这个是他的 hobby， 他的习惯。”然后我就说：“钓鱼不如啊。”钓你心中的鱼，我讲这句话。
And so the guy answered, "Yeah, that's my hobby, and that's something that I love doing." And then so I said, "Well, instead of going fishing, why wouldn't you fish for the fish that's in your mind?"
那讲完以后呢，他也没有回应什么，然后呢，我们就离开了。然后我也不知道他的反应是怎么样。经过多少年了？应该是经过超过五年以上。那个时候呢，我已经调回台湾了。有一天，那位母亲就来，然后我差不多都忘记了他的样子。他跟我说：“我就是某某人呢，就是。”我现在看到你呢，我要感谢你，非常谢谢你。我自己不知道，为什么要谢我，什么原因呢？我就是有点愣住了这样子。
So after what I said to him, the man just left, and at that time I didn't quite know what his reaction was or whether whatever I said to him had actually had any impact.So many years have passed, more than 5 years, and by that time I was already, I moved back to Taiwan, and one day the mother actually came to me, and I couldn't quite remember what she looked like anymore, and she said, "I really have to say thanks to you, I'm really grateful to you," and I was a little baffled because I didn't quite remember that incident.
然后他说呢，我谢谢你的原因就是说，你那次跟我小孩子谈过话以后，他回去他就不去钓鱼了。
And she explained to me saying that, oh, the reason why I'm thanking you is because after what you had said to my son, after he went home, he actually stopped going fishing.
那就请问大家，怎么回事啊？
So, a question to you is, what was that all about? So, different results.
就是很简单的一句话，就是有这个效果。然后很简单的一句话，又有另外一个效果。所以呢，其实讲话有一些时候呢，其实还蛮重要的。就是话是不是对机，是不是恰当，其实很重要。
So, why was it that such a simple sentence can yield differential results? In one case, it had an impact, in the other case, it didn't. So, it goes to show that whatever we say, actually, the appropriateness of what we said and whether what was uttered at the moment actually correspond with the condition is very important.
那在这里的话呢，就跟大家分享一个禅宗的故事。听完以后呢，可能大家会觉得我在讲这句话真的是鸡同鸭讲。我们来听听看这个故事，看看大家能否相应。那文彦禅师 他自己已经有了一些禅修的经验啊，他已经很不错了，可是呢他还没到达那种所谓明心见性的情况，所以呢他去求什么求师，就是寻师问道啊，去见一位禅师。
So, I'm going to share a Chan story with you. And after I've told you the story, perhaps you're going to really feel that it's chicken and duck talking wisdom. Or maybe you'll have some response to the story. We'll see. So the story goes, Zen Master, Chan Master Wen Yan, he had practiced Chan for quite a while and obtained a certain level of attainment. But Wen Yan, Chan Master,has not reached enlightenment yet at that time. So he went looking for teachers and seeking further instruction.
所以呢他就见这位陆州和尚，他说他是敲门，文彦禅师敲门，然后呢陆州和尚呢就说谁呀，然后文彦禅师说哎是我。
So Chan's master Wen Yan went to Master Lu Zhou and to seek further teaching. And Chan Master Wen Yan actually, he knocked on the door and Master Lu Zhou said, who is it? And Master Wen Yan said, it's me.
那陆州和尚呢就问他了，来做什么？然后文彦禅师就回答说，有一件事情呢还没有办法明白，所以呢这个请求这个禅师呢是指导。
Master Lu Zhou asked, what are you doing here? What do you want? Master Wen Yan said, there's one thing that is still not clear to me and I need further instruction. I'm hoping that you will give me further teaching.
那陆州和尚呢就开门，然后看了一下这个文彦禅师一眼，然后呢一句话也不讲哦，马上把门关起来。
Master Lu Zhou opened the door, cracked the door open and took a look anything and slammed the door again.
那是第一次。然后第二天呢文彦禅师又再来了，又再叩门，结果呢陆州禅师呢也是一样的，
Again, Master Lu Zhou did not let him in and just closed the door on him.
好，第三天来了，这个陆州和尚呢刚刚开门呢，就是要到门开了一线呢，然后呢文彦禅师呢就一只脚就踏进去挤进去，然后呢陆州禅师就抓住这个文彦禅师就说。
The third day, Master Wen Yan went, and when Master Lu Zhou opened the door, just a crack, Master Wen Yan squeezed his foot in there, tried to jam the door open. And Master Lu Zhou yanked at Master Wen Yan and said, say it.
那文彦禅师呢正要开口讲话的时候，这个陆州禅师把他推出去，就是说这里我不翻译这个原来的那个中文的，因为它是古文的，而且那个古代的一些用具他说没有用的东西，把他推出去。
So when as Master Wen Yan was about to answer, respond to that say it question, Master Lu Zhou shoved him out again and said, useless thing.
那因为他那个门关起来嘛，所以他的脚啊挤进去以后呢他脚就受伤了。可是当他的脚受伤的时候呢，文彦禅师就开悟了。
And because Master Lu Zhou shoved him out and slammed the door, and while Master Wen Yan's foot is still in the door, so he actually got hurt. And upon getting injured, he became enlightened.
那我们听到这里的时候呢， 不明白的时候呢，就叫做鸡同鸭讲。
So if you don't quite understand the story, it's an exact example of chicken and duck talking wisdom.
了解吗？
Do you understand?
连我都不了解。
I don't even understand myself.
哦，当然这里头有一些所谓的修行的经验呢，我们没办法了解，我们不在那个状况，我们或者是我们的修行没有到那个状况的时候呢，我们是绝对不能了解为什么这样子。
There are certain experience of practice that is described in the story. It's really difficult for us to understand actually, because either we haven't obtained that level of practiceOr it could mean that we are not in that particular time and space. So it's difficult to understand exactly what happened.
我念禅师这个开悟了以后呢，就留在陆州和尚那边一段时间，然后不断的跟他学习，学习到呢，就是说陆州和尚认为他是其实是及格了，就是他的那个修行的状况啊，他的物的情况啊等等，他已经及格了，然后呢文彦禅师才离开去周游，还是照样的去所谓的云游哈。
After Master Wen Yan had obtained enlightenment, he actually stayed with Master Lu Zhou for quite a while to continue to study under Master Lu Zhou. And only after a while where Master Lu Zhou feelMaster Wen Yan's experience of enlightenment has stabilized and everything is on track, then only then Master Wen Yan left Master Lu Zhou to continue to travel.
那陆州禅和尚呢，就叫他去找谁呢？去找这个雪峰禅师。
Master Lu Zhou instructed Master Wen Yan to look for another Chan master.雪峰
啊，去找雪峰禅师到山下的时候啊，他还没有上山，然后呢文彦禅师呢就看到一个人，一个和尚啊，就准备上山了，他就问他，你是不是要上山去见那个雪峰禅师啊？哎，他说是。
So once when Master Wen Yan arrivedat the foothill of the mountain where Master Xue Feng lives, before he went up, ascend the mountain, he actually came across this other monk. And Master Wen Yan asked this other monk, saying, are you about to visit Master Xue Feng up in the mountain? And that monk said, yes, indeed.
他说可不可以啊，请你帮我下忙，我现在没有要上山，可是呢请你就是帮我做一件事情。他说可以啊，这个某某某某出家人，他说你上山的时候啊，见到这个雪峰和尚的时候呢，他们在大众集合来准备听雪峰和尚这个讲话的时候呢，你就要从大众里头出来，然后呢你就站在那边很有威武的说，你这个老汉啊，把你这个挂在你那个颈上面那个枷锁啊，你什么时候才把它拿掉啊？
So Master Wen Yan then said to this monk, saying, I'm not going up yet myself, but since you're going up, can I please request that you do this one thing for me?This monk said, oh, sure. So Master Wen Yan said, you go up and visit Master Xue Feng. And when the monk assembles, when everyone assembles in the great hall, I need you to step forward and in very loud voice shout, you old fool, you old man, when are you going to take off the shackle around your neck?
Mm-hmm. 那这个这位出家人真的上山，然后呢真的跟着这样子做，是照着这个文殊禅师所讲的那句话来做。那学风禅师现在见到这个出家人有点不一样，平常大家好像坐在这边然后听讲嘛，没事哈，待会你们不要上来，在中间讲什么啊那他就觉得有点特别啊，他就下来啊，下来呢他就抓住这个出家人的那个胸部哈，就快点说。
So this monk went up and actually followed what Master Wen Yan told him to do and shouted, you know, when are you going to take off your shackle? And Master Xue Feng looked at this monk and think, whoa, this person is a little bit, it's different. I'm not saying that you should all step up and start yelling at me, but Master Xue Feng thinks that the monk is quite special. So he stepped down from his seat and grabbed him by the collar and said, 老师他说什么？
快点说。
And said to the monk, hurry, say it.
这个出家人不晓得怎么反应，没话说。
This monk was speechless because he didn't quite know what to reply.
然后呢，雪峰禅师说，这个不是你讲的话了啦。
And Master Xue Feng then said, oh, you are not the one who said this. You didn't say this.
然后呢，这个和尚就说，是啊，是我。
And the monk kept insisting, yes, it's me. I'm saying it. I said it.
然后雪峰禅师就说，好，试着来，拿绳子来，拿棍子来。
The Master Xue Feng say, attendants, bring sticks and rope. Let me tie this one up.
他准备打他了。结果他说，还是这不是我讲的话。他承认了，是某某人叫我上来，这个跟你讲这句话的。
So Master Xue Feng was about to beat up this monk, and the monk finally admitted, "Oh, I didn't say this. It was so and so. Someone else who at the bottom of the hill told me to say this to you."
那这个雪峰禅师听完以后呢，就很高兴啊，就是对大众说：“哎呀，大众呢，明天。”就准备去迎接这个500个人的就是善知识，就是能够传福，就是能够让500个人500个善知识这个很幸福的人上山。
And upon hearing this, Master Xue Feng was delighted, and he said to the rest of the assembly, tomorrow morning, get ready to assemble and go out of the door and greet this person. This person has the ability to teach and benefit 500 people.
那明天呢，这个文殊禅师真的上去了，然后呢见面了，哇，这个见面就很高兴哦。然后雪峰禅师一见面啊，见到他了，就说什么原因呢？你能够到达这个程度啊
？And so the next day, Master Wen Yan came up, and they were ecstatic to see each other. And Master Xue Feng then asked Master Wen Yan, "So how is it that you are able to obtain what you have obtained?"
然后呢，文殊禅师就没有讲话，是低头。
Master Wen Yan didn't say anything. He just lower his head.
然后他就留在那边很多年，然后呢，就是后来呢，就是雪峰禅师呢，就是传这个法给文殊禅师。
So Master Wen Yan stayed at the monastery for many many years, and after which Master Xue Feng passed on the Dharma to transmitted Dharma to Master Wen Yan.
听到这个故事以后，好像这个故事很有趣哈，可是呢，可能也是鸡同鸭讲，大家了解吗
？So as you have just finished listening to the story, this story is quite entertaining, isn't it? But do you quite understand it, or is it again chicken and duck talking wisdom?
都是，又是很好听，然后呢，又是不知道在讲什么。
It's both, probably. It's at the one hand very entertaining. On the other hand, it's kind of difficult to understand.
好，我们真正来讲，我们其实是我们的程度不到的时候呢，这些对我们来讲的确是太深了。
In truth, when we are not at that level yet, yes, these stories are indeed too difficult for us to understand.
好，那文彦禅师呢，这个得了法以后呢，就是在那边一直指导很多人，然后其中一个呢比较突出的哈，就是他讲了一句话，那个时候是跟大众问了一句话，然后讲了一句话，这个句话呢一直流传到现在，很多人都在用。
So, Master Wen Yan stayed at Master Xue Feng's monastery for many years, and during that time, he taught many people. And during all these years, there was this one thing that he said that stood out especially, and in fact, it has been used, it's still being used by many people to this day.
有一天他就上堂，就是法堂，然后跟大众开示。然后呢，他讲了一句话，他说：“这个中国月历不是有那个初一十五吗？对不对？”他说：“十五之前啊，已经过去了。然后呢，十五之后，就是十五天之后，就是月中之后啊，那是什么样的？赶快说出来。”
So Master Wen Yan said to the Great Assembly, Well, according to lunar calendar, the first day and the 15th day, usually it's marked for a specific purpose. So Master Wen Yan said, whatever that came before the 15th has already passed. What is it that comes after the 15th?
那他就问大众，赶快说，你们说。
And he tried to push people to answer, say, hurry, answer.
没有人讲话。
No one utter a sound.
就像现在一样。
Just like now.
那他就说，他回答，他自己问，然后就变成他自己回答，因为没有人回答嘛。他说，日日是好日。
So, because no one answered, Master Wen Yan answered his own question by saying,Every day is a good day.
那变成后来这句话呢，是我们常常用的，我们一直到现在都在用。那有些时候看到一些禅的话，上面日日是好日，有没有？
This phrase has been passed down. Actually, it's used quite ubiquitously these days. People say it all the time, and we also see that in different recordings of Chan phrases.
这句话其实讲的是什么呢？就是当然是不同的人会有不同的一种了解跟解释吧。
So what does this phrase mean exactly, that every day is a good day? Well, different people probably have different understanding and different interpretation of the phrase.
如果是真能够做到日日是好日的时候呢，就可能会变成呢是事事是好事，人人是好人，然后呢处处都是好处。
You're really able to practice and reach the level where you feel every day is a good day, then in that sense, you will also be able to experience where every matter is a good thing, everything is a good thing, every person you encounter is a good person, and every place you go is an auspicious place.
那我们日日是好日，可能也可以变成什么？每个小时都是好的时，时时是好时。然后呢，分分是好分，更甚至于是秒秒是好秒。
And you can further extend the phrase to every hour is a good hour, every minute is a good minute, and every second is a good second.
那当然这样子的话呢，每个星期都是好星期，每个月都是好月，每一年都是好年，哦。
And by extension, every week is good week, every month is good month, and every year is good year.
当我们多多少少有点禅修的经验，法喜充满的时候呢，其实我们看到很多事情都很顺畅的。
So once you actually have some sort of meditative experience, reach certain level, and you're filled with the joy of Dharma, then whatever you encounter will feel auspicious and quite happy to you.
是吗？当我们心平静，这个没有太多的烦恼，没有太多的纠结的时候呢，其实看到很多事情都很顺畅。
When your mind is actually calm and stable, and your thoughts are not too entangled with vexations, then whatever you see are actually quite peaceful and smooth.
所以日日是好日呢，当然是禅师自己本身的一些体验，他可能是过得非常自由自在，每一天都过得很快乐，他是跟平常人一样的过生活。可是呢，跟平常人所看到的、所遇到的等等的状况呢，是不是不一样啊？
So the phrase "every day is good day" uttered by Master Wen Yan, it's probably based on his personal experience, personal attainment, where even though he lived through daily lives like any average Joe.But to him, he experienced it differently, where everything is smooth and peaceful.
所以新的一年，希望大家能够日日是好日哦。
So in this new year, I indeed wish that all of you will experience every day as a good day.
我们有很多时候是做不到的，可是呢，当我们提起这句话，日日是好日。让自己的心情改变，那就可以做得到。
Oftentimes it's difficult for us to achieve that kind of state instantaneously, but if we keep remind ourselves and we remember, try to remember this phrase, then we can recalibrate our mind to be closer to that kind of state.
可以吗？
Can you give it a try?
那今天我们就讲到这里咯。
That's where we'll end today's talk.
有没有鸡同鸭讲啊？
Do you feel that it's indeed chicken and duck talking wisdom?
有没有得到一些讯息啊？
Did you receive some sort of message? Did you hear anything useful from me?
如果是接受到的时候呢，就不是鸡同鸭讲。
If you actually have heard something that may benefit you, then it's indeed not chicken and duck talking wisdom.